morning, if you'd like to turn in your Bible to the book of James, kind of toward the end of the New Testament. We'll be reading from James chapter 4, verses 1 through 10. And if you'd care to stand in honor of the reading of the word. James chapter 4, starting at verse 1. What causes quarrels, and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire what you do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have, because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose that it is to no purpose that the Scripture says he yearns jealously over the Spirit that he has made to dwell in us? But he gives us more grace, therefore it says, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, O sinner, and purify your heart, you double-minded. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. Lord, we ask that you just open our hearts to hear from you this morning. Give me your words to speak. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Quite a bit of stuff going on here, but we're going to look at some other scriptures as well. I want to start by looking into Philippians chapter 4 and verses 10 through 13. This is about Paul. I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned that in whatever situation I am, to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And just to clarify this, that Paul wasn't seeking material stuff from the people. In verse 17 he says, not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. So he's wanting the people to get the blessing of giving. He isn't asking for money or monetary things. But what I wanted to look at this morning was that he says he's learned in whatever situation he is in to be content. Can we be content in every situation? I can't. I find myself complaining, griping about stuff, thinking things should be changed, wishing I had this, wishing I could go there or do that. But Paul had gotten so close to the Lord, that Christ was so real in his life, that he understood that the things of this world, the earthly stuff, really didn't matter that much. He knew and trusted God. He knew that God was fully aware of what was going on and that God had everything fully in control. There was nothing out of control, nothing running rampant. Everything was taken care of. God had it all planned out. He knew what was happening. Total trust in Jesus, total surrender to the Lord. Full confidence that God loved him and is directing his path. Paul suffered many persecutions, many hardships. And yet he can say, I've learned to be content in all things. Something that we can strive for in our lives. Look forward to trying to achieve. Another person I want to look at is Peter. Book of Acts, chapter 12, and verses 6 through 11. Now when Herod was about to bring him out, that would be Peter, on that very night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries before the doors were guarding the prison. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood next to him, and the light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him, saying, Get up quickly. And the chains fell off his hands. And the angel said to him, Dress yourself and put on your sandals. And he did so, and he said to him, Wrap your cloak around you and follow me. And he went out and followed him. He did not know that what was being done by the angel was real, but thought that he was seeing a vision. When they had passed the first and second guard, they came to the iron gate leading into the city. It opened for them of its own accord, and they went out and went along the street, and immediately the angel left him. And when Peter came to himself, he said, Now I am sure that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from the hand of Herod and from all that the Jewish people were expecting. This is quite a miracle in itself, but I want to look at what Peter was doing. Not long before this, James, the brother of John, had been martyred, executed. And Herod saw that the people thought this was pretty good, the Jewish people that were against Christ. So he was going to try to gain more favor with the people and kill Peter. So Peter's in jail. Now I have to admit, Peter has a slight history of sleeping on the job. Back in the garden, when the Lord had asked him to pray, he was one of the ones that fell asleep. At the time when the Lord wanted him to pray with him, he fell asleep. But in this situation, if we look at it a little bit, what would be going through the mind of most people? You're in prison, you're chained to two guards, there's two more guards at the prison door. You know what happened to James. You're pretty sure what's going to happen to you tomorrow. But Peter had peace. He was asleep. He had enough confidence in God. He was close enough to God that he was sleeping in this situation. I think most people would have been awake and worrying and fretting and just totally torn up trying to figure out what to do. Why, God, are you doing this? Why, God, is this happening? Why, God, are you allowing this? I've been serving you. I've been helping the people. I've been healing people in your name. Why, God, is this happening? But here's Peter asleep. He's sleeping so soundly that even though the angel shows up and the cell is bright with light, he's still sleeping. The angel has to go over and whap him to wake him up. That's peace. That's the peace of God. That peace that passes all understanding. That comfort, that assurance that only comes from being close to the Lord. The Lord wants us to have peace and joy and happiness. Happiness comes and goes depending on circumstances. True joy lasts forever. A statement out of the Old Testament from Nehemiah. Nehemiah, find it here. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10. and starts. I'll start back at 9. I can't find 10. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep." For the people wept as they heard the word of the law. When he said to them, "Go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet wine, and send portions to anyone who has nothing ready for this day. Ready, for this day is holy to our God. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." The joy of the Lord is your strength. We gain strength from the joy of the Lord when we rejoice and praise God and worship Him. It brings strength to us. It strengthens us. It helps us. And in John, the book of John, chapter 15, it talks about the source of this joy. John 15, verse 11. I'll start at verse 10. "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." Jesus is intending for us to have joy, full joy, complete joy. Trust in Him, faith in Him, full joy, full commitment, full trust. And back in John chapter 14, verse 27, it talks about the peace that Jesus gives us. I'll start at verse 25. "But these things I have spoken to you while I am with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." Verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Jesus wants us to have peace. Not to worry, not to have anxiety, not to be all stressed out. We live in a world full of worry, full of stress. Fast-paced world that we live in. Our jobs demand us to be on the go. Hurry here, hurry there. This fast lifestyle tends to rob us of the time that we should be spending with our Lord, with God. Because of that, we have anxiety, we have worry, we have stress. But God wants us to have joy. He wants us to have peace, to be relaxed. Like Peter figured he was probably going to be executed the next day. He was sleeping. He had peace. Paul, through all the trials, knew how to be content. And that's what the Lord wants for us. He gives us joy. He gives us peace. But we have to make ourselves available to Him. We have to be available to Him. The book of James, what we read, verse 8, chapter 4 and verse 8. "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." As we come closer to the Lord, as we spend time talking to Him, reading His Word, praising Him, worshiping Him, telling Him how much we love Him, how much we truly believe in Him, then He comes close to us. Then His joy comes into our life. Then His peace comes into our life. Even though Things around us are chaotic, even though we don't know what the next moment's going to bring. We live in a world that's just totally worried, frightened, scared. The weather's doing strange things all across our nation. Hot, dry, flooding, earthquakes around the world. We live in a very troubled world. But God, Jesus, offers peace. He offers assurance. He offers joy in the midst of everything. It's available. All we have to do is take time to be close to God, to stay close to our Lord, stay close to our Savior. As we set aside the time, make the time, whatever works for you, we have to take time to be with the Lord, to talk to Him, to read His Word, listen to Christian music, worship music, if that helps. Whatever it is that helps us to worship our Lord, we need to be sure that we take time to do these things. Stay close to God, and His peace will fill our heart. We'll be content. We won't be stressed out because we don't have the latest fashion, the latest things. God wants us to just stay close to Him. We'll be closing with a song, Just a Closer Walk with Thee, page 564.